And the farmer keeps hay in a big structure called a
silo.
Well,
or a barn.
Uh-huh. And where would a farmer keep corn?
I think in a silo.
Or something smaller?
You know, they don't grow much corn around here. But I would think it would be a silo. I don't know of any other way.
Okay. Where would you put a baby down to sleep?
Cradle.
Or something that doesn't rock.
A baby bed.
Yeah, sometimes baby beds have the sides that come up so the baby can't fall out. What would you call that?
A baby bed.
Did you ever call it a crib?
Yes.
Is that the same thing?
A crib, yes.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a corn crib?
Yes.
Do you know what it is?
Well, I suppose the whole corn.
Yeah? But you've never seen one?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay.
As I say, they don't grow... I don't believe they grow any corn.
I've never seen a corn crib either. I've heard about
it. I think in Georgia.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of a go devil?
A go devil?
Mm-hmm.
I don't. Well, there used to be a type of fireworks called a go devil.
Oh, really? What kind? What did it do?
Oh, you'd light it and it would just whirl around and whirl around.
Yeah.
Call those go devils, but that's the only connotation I have.
When was that? When did you use that term?
When I was a boy and growing up. And you know, fireworks are increasingly banned.
Mm-hmm.
You can't shoot them off in the city limits anymore here in El Paso, or you can't even have possession of them. And they have at the city limits policemen with binoculars,
yeah.
So if you buy it outside the city limits, they set up the stands outside the city limits,
mm-hmm.
But they watch people that buy them through their binoculars, and then when they start coming back to town with a sack of fireworks, they arrest them and
mm-hmm.
give them a ticket and confiscate the fireworks.
It's bad. It's bad. And you know what I found out? That if they annex Canutillo, I won't be able to set off fireworks at my grandma's house anymore.
Is that where your mother and your grandfather live in Canutillo?
Well, they live close to Canutillo. They live outside the city limits.
I think they ought to let those people alone in Canutillo. I don't see any benefit to either side.
Well, we found out why. Do you know why?
Why?
Because Canutillo goes all the way up to the mountain, and they want that mountain land to build on. That's all the reason. That's the only reason they want Canutillo.
Well, I hope for your all's sake that it's defeated, but... Who knows?
Yeah. The sack that you put on a horse, so a horse can eat while it's walking.
Nose bag, I think.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't know if you're much of a horseman. Do you ride horses?
I used to when I was a boy. Young man, the last time I got thrown, and I haven't ridden horses anymore.
Oh, uh-huh. Well, maybe you'll...
I used to ride horses.
I don't know if you'll remember or not, but could you identify some parts of the bridle for me?
No, that knowledge I don't have.
What about the part in the horse's mouth?
The bit.
Uh-huh. And the part that you hold on to?
The reins.
Right. Okay, that's probably all you can
do. So I knew a little more than I thought I knew.
Yeah, you knew some. Now, what parts of a Western saddle can you identify for me?
Well, this is the pommel.
Mm-hmm.
These are the stirrups.
Mm-hmm.
This is the, I think they call it a cinch.
Yeah.
That goes around under the horse's belly and comes up on the other side.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this is the seat, of course.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good. Do you know what the name of this is?
No, I don't even know.
Some people call it a skirt.
A what?
A skirt.
How do you spell it?
S-K-I-R-T, I think.
I'm not familiar with that term, and I'm really not familiar with that particular part of the saddle.
Yeah, well, you did very well for not having ridden in a
while. Sometimes we know a little more than we think.
Yeah, right.